Yeah, but we forgot one thing, though, Fan.
What?
Our intro. When you feel like you're getting old, you can't decide your heart or cold. When you're butt as fuck, and that's for show. You spend your money for the show. Cause we're baking on the baking show.
What's up, guys? It's your boy Farhan here.
I'm Lilin. I'm a professional girl gamer.
What's up? It's your boy Ari.
Yo, what's up?
AKA the Plankaroni.
This is me. It's your boy Izwan, AKA Zeno, AKA Pizza with Cheese.
So next up is me, Burn, AKA Borno.
Back for another episode of The Baking Show. Today we got like a bunch of special guests today. I'm sure some of you guys know them, but probably not.
Probably not.
What are you famous for?
I'm famous for not bathing.
Unfortunately, Louis couldn't join us today because he got plans.
We have to say that to it.
He got plans.
So that's your girl Fazlin, your boy Arif, that's your boy Izwan, your boy Burn, and your boy Farhan, and you guys are listening to The Baking Show. This is going to be a really juicy one. It's going to be special. It's going to be explosive. You guys don't want to miss out. You got to at least listen halfway this time. Okay?
Desperate one.
Yeah, I know some motherfuckers only like skip until the end. So, dear listeners, today's episode is going to be a bit different because, with the help of Arif and Vazlin, they came up with this idea of, choosing topics from cars. So we put it in this container. We got one container for topics, one container for games.
It's basically like lucky draw kind of thing.
Something like a lucky draw.
Yep.
Hopefully it's going to make it a bit more interesting.
Yeah, boy.
So I'm going to let Arif and Vazlin do the honors to pick the first topic. We're probably just going to pick only two topics in this one episode.
Here we go.
Ding,
ding.
Inventions, 3D copy camera, print anything 3D.
Did everyone see?
Wow.
Printing anything 3D.
Anything 3D.
You have that already? 3D printer?
Yeah. It's like a 3D scanner and a 3D printer.
At the same time.
So in a way, does it like clone things?
Yeah.
Does it need to be
alive?
Yeah. Alive or is it like non-alive thing?
Up to you.
I think it can do anything.
Yeah.
No limits. I think this kind of working inventions topic, it doesn't have a limit.
Oh.
So you can go crazy with it.
Yeah.
Technically, it can copy the world.
What would you use it for?
Climate change and everything.
What would you copy?
I would honestly copy myself. But it should be like robotic. Like it shouldn't have like Android or anything.
Okay, wait. Then I have a question for you.
Yeah.
So you're
able to modify your copy.
Yeah. So it won't have the ability to take over me. Yeah.
Oh, so wait, when you copy it, it comes to life.
What if it does?
If it does, then probably I'll be fucked. Probably want to take over my life or something.
But what was the point of you copying yourself?
So I can clean my house, like do my work.
You just want to meet, like.
Yeah,
first thing you can think of.
Because one.
Do my chores, clean the house.
Oh, this is like if your mom calls you and then it's like okay.
Yeah. Android one, go.
Are you gonna call it Oompa Loompa?
Oompa Loompa 1,
Oompa Loompa 2.
Jaws.
You can do so much more. You only have to do Jaws.
Actually, you could do, yeah.
And do every errand that I have.
Chores is like the hardest thing to do, no matter what.
But like,
you always get lazy. I don't know why.
What if you learn a lot doing chores?
Kau ingat ni karate.
Works on.
On.
That was what I was thinking.
I'm learning so much from chores. Okay, literally, JK.
You can learning how to clean.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So
I think everything you do
like
is
basics, it's like a learning curve.
Piece. Of yeah.
But what else can you do though? Like besides having a sleeve.
Let's just face it. It's a sleeve.
It's a sleeve. It's basically a
You're
sleeve.
Not being that motherfucker, right?
Free, yeah. Basically, anything we copy is free.
Yeah. Yeah. But then it's no use for money, right? If you can actually like copy.
Copy money, yeah.
Okay, okay. How about your camera only has 5 film rolls?
Oh, so
only 5 things you can copy until that power depletes. But you cannot copy the film roll.
So this is like genie, yeah. So like 3 wishes you cannot wish for another wishes.
Some genie shit.
Genie shit is good.
That would be too easy, right?
Yeah, that's true.
But that means the things that you see for the copy, yeah, you have to see it.
Yeah.
It, right? You cannot have anything that's unbelievable like
magic carpet.
You have to actually see it to copy it.
True.
Yeah, that's what makes photography priceless.
I guess you can copy the earth itself because it's too big.
Unless if you like fly up in the sky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then do you only get one side or the whole thing?
Oh, that's true.
I think you get the whole thing.
Like, you get the whole thing.
Yeah. Because it has like that enough technology to do.
The kind of
all the blood and guts claw, eh?
And then he turns around.
He's gone.
Oh, the horror!
And I only took a picture of
the friend. So when he does his errands, he only have to face one set.
Like a crab, man.
How do you take the photo? Like, how does it work then? Macam, does it 3D scan you? Or?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How does the camera? Macam Matrix punya camera macam banyak-banyak and then you stand in the middle.
Yeah, but it's only one camera, so maybe it emits this magical or like high tech light. And the light kind of, when the light touches, it'll scan, but it uses AI to complete the 3D. So whatever residue of light on the other side, they can replicate. But if you're taking the picture of the moon, there's no light at the other side, it doesn't work lah.
It's a DV. But it's a good explanation.
I mean, it makes sense. We need a little bit of restrictions for us to actually think of something.
True.
Oh wait, Isman, you want to see it just now?
What? I already did.
Yeah.
What was it?
His sleeve.
Sleeve.
Do my chores.
I'll probably that's 5, right?
Yeah.
I think I'll probably get a really nice house for this. Just copy a really nice house. Or maybe I'll copy
real estate.
Apple headquarters.
Yeah.
Convert it into my house.
It's like a playground.
Might as well just use it to its full potential, right?
Like that, I will be to a White House.
Your own presidential.
What about I'll just take a picture of the moon. Even if it's just half, like, at least I have a moon.
If it's 5 things, then
unless you have a magic Photoshop. Anything.
Transform.
Warp there.
Please. Mask it. Okay.
Wait. If you actually take a picture of the city, would the people inside the city also mask?
Yeah. Man, I don't want people there.
Yeah, they're all there.
You know,
so you have to evacuate everyone outside the city.
Did that
setting
on your camera?
I can install Magic Photoshop.
Magic Photoshop though.
You need Magic Photoshop. Imagine like there's a curse with the camera. After 1 month, everything you copied destroys the original.
It's gonna come back to you.
The half reason is all you get now.
Damn.
The 2D. I think all he can do is just do chores. I think it dies.
And it dies.
Horror film.
Okay, wait. With this 3D camera, right? If you take a picture on a mirror, will it copy itself?
Actually, mirror reflects light, right?
Yeah.
If it reflects enough, it can copy together with the mirror.
Ooh.
Like one shot.
So it's like a loophole to make an infinite 3D camera.
Take a picture of the camera itself.
Yeah.
But then you said cannot, right? Can it? Oh, the film. You said film.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What if when you take a picture of the camera from a mirror,
yeah,
it, you get the camera, but the film that day.
Oh, okay. Oh. So still...
either way.
True.
Yeah. Then what are you going to do? What are you going to copy?
Yeah.
I copy Lizzie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Damn. Like, right beside it. Have another one.
Meet China. Meet China. Hey, you copy Lizzie Ching, eh?
Why?
And then they believe a farm behind your house.
That's true. But I want her farm, like, exactly. Like, of dogs, the sheep.
But if you copy Lizzie Ching, the original dies.
Yeah.
I feel like y'all say her name, like, different ways all the
time. Okay, I'll be honest. Who's Lizzie Ching?
The YouTuber.
The YouTuber?
Yeah. The one that, like, ASMR farming stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. She farm. She do a lot of shit. Like she even build stuff.
Oh, yeah. The one in China.
Yeah.
Maybe I would. I have five, right? I have five wish.
Yeah.
I want to copy
wishes.
Lizzie Chin and use up all my other four just to copy another one. Because she's all I need.
Technically, yeah.
Due to the harem, though.
I would copy McDonald's.
The whole McD.
The whole McD.
Dengan akak-akak McD sekali.
Yeah, they just continue working. They wouldn't know what's going on.
Because they're inside.
No, that's slavery. Slavery.
Oops. Today's episode, there's going to be another game show involved. So our guest Arif and Fazlin is going to pick one.
Okay, Lee, which one you want? This one?
Sure.
Riddle me this. What am I?
Food.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'll start.
Okay.
Oh, this is a game show, right?
Okay. I look just like you, but I am not you.
Mirror.
Yeah, how do you know?
Look before you see.
Yes. That was an example. Some people like my crusty skin.
Mm-hmm.
Some people like me being soft in the inside.
Okay.
But some people hate my crusty skin.
Hmm.
You know?
Is it crusty?
What?
Is it crispy?
I'm already.
I know, crispy telur.
No.
No.
No. What?
Telur?
Is this such thing?
Rebus kau goreng, I don't know.
Oh, I've seen that.
What was it? Say again?
Yeah.
Crispy on the outside and soft on the inside.
I'm already crispy.
Okay.
Okay, I wasn't crispy to begin with.
Okay.
But they made me crispy.
Okay.
But then after that, some people like to eat me the way I'm already crispy, but some people like to make me more crispier.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
They crisp me twice.
You crisp me twice.
For breakfast.
Oh, okay. That's the crew breakfast.
Oh, okay.
So it's like some kind of food or animal.
No.
Is it pancakes?
They crisp me twice.
Waffles? Are you...
potato?
No. Okay, I'll give you a clue.
Okay.
Sometimes when I'm with my brothers, they call us a witch.
Are you
when
a sandwich?
When there's more than one of us, we a are witch. A witch.
Sandwiches.
Are
sandwich.
You close?
Sandwich.
Are you a bread?
Yeah, a bread. Yeah. Hey, that was smart. You got sandwich.
Nice.
Okay, who wants to go next?
Okay, I go. I have four legs, but I cannot walk. What am I?
You're a table.
Yeah.
Four legs, what? Yeah, chess.
Oh, okay. Chair, table, can also.
Okay. Mine. I can count in front of me, but I can count future and past.
You can count in front of you.
Yeah. No. Sorry. I count number in front of me.
Okay.
I can determine the future and the past.
Are you a clock?
Yeah.
Oh.
Easy.
I got one. Okay. I am see-through.
Uh-huh.
But then
I am strong.
Plastic.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
You glass. What?
I'm glass.
Yeah. Oh,
glass.
Okay. Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
You got your inspiration.
That was very quick.
She's smart.
I'm smart. Long time. I was supposed to prepare a game.
Yeah. All that time.
You're gonna give me questions.
Okay, Okay, alright. You can pick another one. You picked one just now, right?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Lin pick one.
Ah, Lin. What was it? The name?
Time travel.
Time travel.
Real or fiction? Yeah. Time travel.
It's real.
Wait, that's a topic.
Oh, that's not a...
That's not a game?
It's not a game. Actually, it's kind of a game for us.
Oh, it's a game. Ah, like a really
it's
quick
like
one.
It's the game that you want to do for the audience. Like is it real or fiction?
Okay, guys.
Yeah.
Time traveling. Is it real or fiction?
It's... To me, it's fiction.
Fiction.
Because to me, time travel don't exist, but travel dimension exists.
I believe that too. Yeah. Strongly believe that. Yeah. But doesn't it mean like it's not time traveling? It's not fake.
No.
It's just
you just go to another
defined
dimension.
Differently. It's just not the way it is because time is not a straight line.
True.
Like time is not It's not like macam you can just go back to the past to the future because time is green, right?
Yeah.
So you basically jump dimensions. But basically jumping dimensions of a different time is completely real. But time traveling is real in a different way.
In a way, yeah. In a different way.
Yeah.
It's not in a way that we think like, oh, I go back in time where I was 2 years old, I wanna kick that guy or something.
Yeah.
But it's basically you go to another dimension that is a different you.
Yeah, yeah, that's how
it's a copy. Of like that same world.
Yeah. Like in a way, like a parallel dimension, multiverse in a way. Yeah.
What do you think? I feel like I don't believe in that. I feel like it's a linear thing. You go back, you actually go back at that time when you were smaller. Like you're not like an adult when you go back. It's like you when you.
I see.
If I were to go way back, then I wouldn't exist. I mean,
that's
the time did.
So you basically in your theory, you can only go back where you existed.
Yeah, correct.
Ooh, so there won't be another. Nice.
There's not gonna be another.
It's just you.
That's true.
It's just you going back.
But do you remember your future?
I don't know. Probably not. It just went back.
So basically, your memory just wiped out.
Because
like
you never experienced it before. Because it's in the future.
That's kind of true.
Because when you go back,
shit, never thought of that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just reincarnation.
It's just you
but you don't believe that shit. Like.
Remembering.
But imagine if the world is just like that.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, as an end, it keeps repeating.
That's true.
That's what I was thinking, right?
You know?
Scary shit, man.
Is that like the one that what we talked about last time?
Yeah.
Like it already happened, but then
the mandala effect.
Mandela.
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 Trigger.
What's a mandala effect?
Mandela effect.
Mandela.
It comes from Nelson Mandela.
Huh?
Nelson Mandela.
Nelson Mandela, okay.
Yeah, that guy, a lot of people remember him dying in prison.
Yeah.
But a lot of people, what happened actually is he became fucking president. But it makes people think they're crazy that they remember him dying.
Yeah.
And people found out that, like, I think half of the population remember him dying. Like, half the other population didn't even know he died. So they did some digging with this whatever phenomena is happening. They found out that there's a lot of other things that's, like, they call it, like, all shifted reality.
Yeah.
Like our reality before has been changed, but the law of it changing is that no one will ever remember or realize.
Yeah.
Like for all you know, right? You were probably you have a different hair color, like completely blonde, or you might be albino yesterday, but today you're not.
You're normal.
Yeah, but no one in the world is gonna remember. But chances are, like there's a percentage of someone's gonna be like, I feel like I've seen you with blonde hair before, kind of stuff. It's they call it false memory. You know, like Pikachu's tail.
Yeah, some people remember there's a black tip, but actually it's not. It's just a strap. Yeah, exactly.
There's never black tip.
Yeah, exactly. That's the Mandela effect. Mandela.
I just realized that now also.
Yeah, exactly.
That kind of like raises this question that I heard on TikTok once.
Yeah.
Someone on another podcast was talking about like, you know, like the Mandela effect, if it's true, that means we shifted to another reality. But what happened on the previous reality? Did we die? And then they were talking about, you know, all those predictions of the end of the world, like 2012 and all that. And like,
it happened.
It already happened. That's why we're still alive, but things are a little bit different.
Yeah.
Like, Pikachu's
also
different.
Like, because of butterfly effect, like someone actually travel and then change.
Or ripple
reality.
Effect.
Yeah.
Yeah, the ripple.
It could happen.
Just by changing the kind of Pikachu. Someone changed the feature.
2012.
We survived.
Which became the most famous cartoon ever. Be, you know.
Yeah. I think at one point it was so interesting. Do you believe Mandela effect now?
Mandela
effect. Do you believe
it's a possibility?
Yeah.
I mean, even if you don't believe, like, there's nothing you can do. If it's real, it's real.
Yeah.
Real.
Dear listeners, what do you guys think? Mandela effect, is it real?
I'm traveling.
Toenail container. I'm so tired of not having place to put my toenails.
Yeah, wey.
Such a common problem, right?
Yeah, I want to cut also. I don't know what to put, wey.
Toenails.
So long, I don't know what to put.
Just toenail container.
I want to keep my toenail.
What do I do with this container? Put your toenail. Toenail container.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
It changed my life.
When I first used this toenail container, my mother said it was better than the kitchen container.
Toenail container.
So Arif, how was your experience with the toenail?
Oh man, yeah. After 10 years when I opened it, it was exactly the same.
Wow.
Smell the same, it tastes the same, it's amazing. It has some sort of cooling system inside, I don't know. But it's very nice.
Keep it fresh.
Toenail container.
Taste the same.
Smell the same.
I never thought taste was a big deal until I bought the toilet container. Family fun time with toilet container.
Get it now. Before it starts left. Because technically you can use the ducky underneath the like a special message, you know?
Or like a secret message.
Boleh lah, Tony, that was a good commercial.
Yeah,
wow. That was an amazing commercial.
Yeah, dude.
Dang, I want to get one. Do you want to get one?
Alright, Fazin, pick a topic.
Wacky inventions, utility bracelet.
Oh, like Batman.
Yeah, but bracelet. Ooh. Everything is like really
like
small.
Dang.
I think it could be any kind of design.
I know.
Yeah.
What would you have on him?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like if in the future, like technology, we have nanotech, or maybe we're just really good at making things small.
Yeah.
We can basically make anything like into the size of a bead or like a bracelet size. Let's just say it's a bead style of bracelet. Like, what would you put in every single bead? Or like, how what kind of bracelet would you design?
I would
have
ring.
Oh. Yeah, so aku ada baju extra kalau aku.
Oh, that's cool.
That's
utility,
so cool.
Utility, right? Yeah. So, macam you kena licak ke, macam fuck, you know, I need to change.
Ooh, that's cool. Oh. But you're not fast enough.
Take one, your time to actually wear everything.
But technically, if it's nano, the nanotech will like somehow like move through your body, you know?
If it was,
if it was
nanotech.
Yeah, you know.
But we're gonna add on like if you can clip.
Oh, that's cool. Like put that in
somehow. Somehow.
Or maybe not nanotech. It's something like you have like macam a machine a size like macam a coffee punya size machine, and you put stuff in there and it will shrink.
That's cool.
A whole coffee machine.
So off like a converter.
Converter.
So no coffee change.
Tengok aku pisang
sikit. Dia saja kecil.
Yeah.
So it's a Honey I Shrunk My Kids punya machine lah.
Yeah, that's a nice way to narrow it down. Because with nanotech then
it's too advanced.
Too advanced, yeah. I mean shit.
Camping set, my barbecue set semua aku taruh kat bracelet. Just in case. Yeah. Sekarang ni aku nak makan barbecue.
That's really like macam dope for like if you're going for adventure.
Yeah, you don't need like a lot of bags.
I want to go somewhere.
Bracelet.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool.
Your GoPro, your drones, more on your bracelet.
Everything. Oh, but if you lose your bracelet.
Yeah, if you lose your bracelet.
You're done.
You can shrink it and make bigger again.
Yeah.
You can have, technically you can have your house in
your
bracelet.
House, your car.
If that house can muscle that converter.
Yeah.
The converter is like coffee size.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe
that's the size of a mini fridge,
In a way,
In a way, yeah.
Yeah, but so who, size of a huge one body. Who do you want to put inside your bracelet? That's so mean.
Yeah.
Okay, unless if your grandmother wants to go on top of Kota Kinabalu.
Oh, Everest.
No, Everest.
Yeah. So she doesn't want to climb.
Yeah. Oh, that's so sweet.
And then
tak mati.
That's
why.
Yeah.
Your
3 TV tu kan. Are you like macam dah
hilang.
That's like
I left my grandma.
Where did she live?
I left my grandma
on the top of a mountain.
You're dead though.
Oh man.
But there's a use that if you don't fuck up.
Yeah.
It's a good use.
You could like bring a friend to an aeroplane, right?
Yeah, and for free.
And they smuggle people lah.
Yeah. But you sit first class.
Smuggling.
You imagine like a drug dealer like smuggle the whole truck
and
in like one beat then.
And
they have a multi jump.
There's people in here, please.
Oh damn.
That'd be cool though.
Not my problem now.
I'll put a boat.
Yeah, man.
Boat. Put a helicopter.
But it'd be cool like if you can shrunk your kitter so you don't need to find parking.
Imagine how the world looks if everything is inside your brace. There be any building, I think the roads will be there.
Yeah. The roads for human.
Roads for human.
Yeah.
I think buildings cannot lah, because then everybody can just put their building anywhere.
It's just an open land. It's just plot. So if you have the building, then you go to your plot, you rent it out for an hour, you clock on your house. And then when you don't want to use it, you put it back. And then
you can travel around the world with your house.
Yeah, easily travel.
So there's no such thing as an urban jungle.
Yeah, you just rent a space like that square foot.
Yeah, you don't need a caravan anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
It'd be obsolete.
Exactly.
Imagine go to a Kiev, right? And then your house in the Kiev.
You know what this reminds me of? The Dragon Ball, when they have the capsule. He thought about it first.
That means people would try to steal your bracelet, right? If you have better stuff.
In a way, your bracelet is like a...
Damn, crime rate would be like...
Yeah, but actually with that utility bag, bracelet, you don't need bags anymore. Yeah, bags is like obsolete.
Yeah, exactly.
You have it.
Shoulder pack, backpack, what's that?
You just need a bracelet.
What you're gonna, you're gonna still need it if you have a lot of bracelets.
True.
Oh, shit.
You're gonna need a shoulder pack.
Is that your fashion?
This bracelet from head.
I bet all those rappers, the rappers that likes to flex their jewelry.
All the ice.
They're gonna write that in music now, right? I got 100 bracelets.
My arms are heavy. I'm flexing it with my bracelet.
Like Black Mirror shit.
Black Mirror shit, yeah.
Exactly.
Another wacky inventions. Drone backpack.
It's all about storage.
Storage in the future.
The future is storage.
Drone backpack.
It flies you, or
maybe it's
kind of cool, like a mini.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's cool.
Like macam you have like your own locker, but then your locker is floating.
But then the word drone, right? It means surveillance.
Yeah.
And then make sure they ikut you. That's what they consider. So
if it's like your personal security backpack.
Like your personal safe
security
in the sky.
So
yeah,
that's kind of
cool. That's
maybe
like maybe not kill, but like stun.
What if it's all registered to the police, right?
Yeah.
And when it's authorized, because it was surveillance on top of you and you're being shot at, then it gets authority from the police to engage.
Yeah, that's cool. You have a guardian angel, lah.
Or he like just go back to you, become an armor.
Whoa. Bepek dia pun jadi kanan tangan tangannya ni.
Oh, like, you know, hackers can really take advantage of that, man.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And kill people with that.
They can. They could.
Imagine like someone like have two backpacks, one in front, one in back. You know how people used to carry backpacks.
I used to do that. So front and back.
That's why you become a bully, though.
What was the purpose of having two backpacks?
Yeah, I was trying to come up with something. I just thought it'd be cool to have two, but you know, it's useless, right?
You have more stories, yeah.
Maybe like one can be like backup.
Backup
battery for the
drone. One man army, man.
Yeah. You need another one.
Imagine like you're like falling down and then like your backpack like you know came to the rescue.
Yeah.
Then you wore it and then lightning strikes and then it explodes and then you're like falling down.
Iron Man. And now we're back to Iron Man.
I do. Maybe they'll just follow you wherever you go, kot. Like, you bangun, dia terus gerak.
Imagine it became a norm, right? So, like, the government will... Like, it's compulsory for everyone to own one.
Yeah.
And now that everyone
that's
has one...
Yeah. It's like that them looking at you all the time. Kau masturbate semua dah tengok kan.
Oh, yeah,
it'll be storage. That's like the dark future.
It'll be chipped.
You want storage?
Yeah.
Let me look.
You want storage? Let me see what you're doing right now.
That's weird. But
imagine that you can actually fly with you and that everyone has it. So flying became something completely normal. Like, how would that change the world? How
we don't need vehicle. Like? Only vehicle for, like to travel far.
We can solve the mission problem though.
Come boy. Holding hands.
Oh, like motion sickness lah.
Autopilot lah kot.
Autopilot.
Oh, okay, autopilot.
You have to be, I get on drugs first. Then go sleep, then go autopilot.
Maybe, those are the ones who can choose to use the ground. I mean, it's not compulsory to fly.
Ground people.
Ground. You be out in the sky and look at them. Peasants.
You know, every time aku mimpi aku terbang kan,
but it's jatuh.
No, it's not about the flying. I enjoy the flying, but the fact that the dream is not about the flying, it's about I'm being chased. That's why I'm flying.
Yeah, it's always like that.
It's like that. There's a purpose. There's
somehow like when you're scared, you can fly.
You can fly. But then you're still being chased, so you're still like fucked up and really enjoy it. The flying experience.
I guess that's what bird feel.
That's a sign, no? That's actually like, I understand why you dream like that.
Yeah.
It's a long story.
Or we're not going to do it now.
I mean, I can sum it up. Sum it up really short. Yeah. Basically, there's some unresolved something within you that is actually haunting you. That's why you dream that you're being chased.
Mm.
And the flying part is you seeking freedom from this haunting thing.
Oh, that's pretty deep though.
But I've seen a lot in articles.
But my dream, which I'm usually like, it's a cliffhanger. It's like, I'm almost caught, but it's like...
Still continuing.
Continuing flying. But it's like really close, you know, like it's catching up to me.
Two sounds like your responsibility. Two sounds like your responsibilities, Jay.
Yeah, maybe
you're trying to be your
probably. I think it's your mom would.
Do your chores.
But the way I fly is not what you guys are thinking. It's more of a no gravity flying, floating away. I'm floating away. I'm not flying away. I'm floating away.
Basically, you cannot control.
I cannot control.
Oh, you're astro projecting.
No. I just cannot control where I am flying away.
That's pretty scary, though.
Yeah, you know, because it's like I'm floating and I'm going back down. Though when I'm going back down, the macam dah.
Oh shit.
Ah.
maki mak punya dream. Maki mak macam
so basically you're like a balloon.
I'm like a balloon.
Yeah. Someone's like trying to pop you and you're like, oh.
So I'm getting caught, aku macam lompat balik and I float away and I'm gonna come back down.
Yeah. I think I know what that means.
Okay, that's it. Okay.
It means that you seek control. Yeah. You are seeking control, but it is hard.
Damn.
I read a lot of articles. I was obsessed with this kind of shit though. So that is it, guys. That is episode 5 of The Baking Show. Tell us what you guys think about it in the comment section when we post our post in Instagram.
Yeah, boy.
This is your boy Farhan.
Your boy Vern.
Your boy Iswan.
Your boy Plankaroni.
Your girl Lilin.
Yeah, girl.
And you're listening to
The Baking Show.
Ah, dah.
Boleh.
Okay.